Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 15th, Kelsey. That's a day after Valentine's Day.
I know.
So I'm eager to hear how yours went.
I'm swimming in chocolate and roses.
Oh, my God. You sure know how to live, man.
I'm joking. Not exactly, but I did
Good.
Get some
So you did get attention and love and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I got these really gorgeous Michael Kors tennis shoes.
Oh,
like
wow.
Silver. They're super cool from an unnamed store.
Silver sneakers? Wow, that's pretty cool.
I know. They're kind of out there. Yeah. And then, you know, cards and candy and flowers. And
wow.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You know, you can feel special.
Yeah. What did you end up doing?
Nothing, really. Like I said on Friday, if I don't get a Valentine's by Sunday, then I'm not going to celebrate it.
Well,
and it didn't happen. So
that's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you never know, but it's okay. I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything, you know.
Well, you know, now everybody celebrates Galentine's Day.
What is
like
that?
Like their girlfriends and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Galentine's Day.
So, I don't know. I know. It's kind of funny, right?
The stuff that people come up with.
I
know.
You know?
It's
amazing. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, anyways, but yeah, it was all the rage.
Yeah. Huh?
This weekend.
Yeah.
But talk about just everything so crowded and busy. What were we doing? We were driving back from the beach on Saturday, I believe, and I've never seen it was like rush hour traffic.
Really, huh?
It was crazy.
Wow.
And then you know the LA Marathon.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Was yesterday.
Okay, so that probably blocked a few good streets.
Yeah, so everybody was kind of like hunkered down.
Yeah.
And like, you know. So yeah, it did block a few good streets.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, with all the people going to the beach, I guess everybody had the same idea.
Right. It was kind of a nightmare. But it's over and...
Was the beach nice at least?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Cool.
It was beautiful.
I love going to the beach, but you're right. If I had gone yesterday, I would have cursed myself for going with all that traffic.
It wasn't the best idea.
Yeah. I know. And if you go to the beach, it's a good idea to go early, you know. And then by the time you're done, everybody's just starting to come there, you know.
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guests sitting here patiently, very special guests here. And just a couple things. Well, there's a lot of stuff in the news, but I don't really care, you know.
So I know.
I know. It's the same stuff all the time, you know.
Give us something new.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, Supreme Justice dies. And
that was a big deal.
That's a very big deal. Yeah. And now there's accusations. Now they're saying they found him with a pillow over his head or something.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now
so I don't know. That's what they're saying. And this is like in serious media. So I don't know what's going
right.
on.
Right. And, you know, there's all this drama about whether or not Obama's going to appoint another justice prior
right.
to leaving office.
And the Republicans want to block everything.
Republicans want to block it. But
there you go.
Like,
you
no.
know.
So, oh, yeah. It's a big hoopla.
Yeah. I just realized this whole election is a bunch of clowns, you know. I mean, I can't even think of what I would vote for, you know. So it's going to be hard. It's going to go down to the wire, you know, for me.
It is. It is. But, you know, I was watching some clips, and I think the reason that Donald Trump is received so well by a lot of people, despite his, you know, seemingly lack of knowledge in certain areas,
right.
is because he, like, hits on those core emotions, like
right.
fear. And,
fear, exactly.
Like, he really hits on that, and it, like, resonates with people, and they're like, you know.
And that's why, you know, and that's why you don't want him because he's going to be a result of people voting out of anger, you know. And that's not a good thing, you know. You mm-hmm. can't vote when you're in crisis mode.
Yeah. You really know, so. Shouldn't do anything out of anger. That's a good rule of thumb
yeah,
I've learned.
Exactly, yeah.
You're like, I'm leaving. Get out of my way.
I know. I've learned. One thing I've had to learn is when I get an irritating email to actually wait a while and not respond right away. You know?
I know. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do things when you're angry. True.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring this up. Last night I was working here and I went downstairs to have a cigarette. And I'm on the phone, and this homeless woman walks up to me. So, and asking for a cigarette and stuff. So I get off the phone, I gave her a cigarette, and she was wearing like rags and stuff, but she was young. She was like in her
30s.
You're
kidding.
She told me. Sort of like chipped, broken teeth, looked dirty, you know, in rags and stuff. And it just like my heart went out to her,
you know.
And I said, "What's going on?" So I started asking her questions and stuff. And she prostitutes herself. I told her, I said, "You're really at the bottom." I mean, I said, "You deserve more than this. You know, you're a human being and stuff." I try to rationalize with her. I told her, I said, "Go to like a Goodwill, dress yourself up, and go even wash dishes, do something.
Do something, yeah.
But don't live like this, you know?"
Yeah.
But, you know, later I realized she probably has mental illness or something,
sure,
you know?
Yeah.
But I asked her, no family, no nothing, you know? Nothing. Nothing. Can you imagine living in the world like that?
I really can't, actually.
Right? I mean, it's like, I was just like, my heart was broken. And I thought, what can I do for her? So I gave her some money.
Good.
Even though she said she does speed and stuff. I don't, you know, but I figured, but a person has to eat, you know? So either way,
I know.
I give her a little bit of money in, but it's not going to help. It'll get her through one meal, but it's like so sad, you know? And people get to that point. And you just like, nobody notices them, nobody anything. You know, I always stay away from homeless people. You know, I don't want to confront it. But when it was just there, you know, and I was faced with it, and sometimes we give a little more, bigger break to women, I think, also, you know, because a guy you think is going to attack you or something. But
that's so true.
You know, but.
Well,
I told her, "This, you're not going to get anywhere." I mean, I thought, where are you going to be like a month from now, a year from now? You know, I said,
yeah.
But, and I said to her, I said, you know, a little bit of faith is not going to hurt either. I said, when you're at the bottom, the only way to look is up, you know,
yeah.
And find God, you know, that could help you. It can't hurt.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's funny that you bring that up about giving more of a break to women. And, you know, I did a study and we ended up donating all of the proceeds to a charity of our choice. But we did, when I was in a sorority, we did a study where, like, you know, me and one of my sisters, you know, sat on the side of the road and, like, held a sign. And, I mean, we raked it in. Like, people and it was all men. It was
right.
All men.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say that, but women need to work on their generosity.
Right.
Because it was almost all men. Like,
right.
Maybe one woman gave us a couple dollars. But,
right.
You know, and then we ended up, like, donating it. But then our male counterparts did the
right.
Same thing, and they didn't get nearly.
Yeah, well, it's probably the way you look, too. You look like hot.
No, but we were, like, really, like, grungy. And
really?
Dressed down.
Oh, so
stuff.
You just did, like, a study.
Yeah,
stuff.
It was a study.
Right.
It wasn't, like, I would be,
right.
Like, you know.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, it's true. Men have weakness for women, and we do crazy things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even slow down the traffic to help you out.
I know.
Yeah. So, no, and that's true, and it translates itself to the social media. That's what I told you, you know.
Yeah.
A hot chick posts a picture, 200, 300 likes in 2 minutes, you know.
I know.
So, yeah, that's what it is, you know. So, the world is not even. It's not equally distributed. And everybody has to deal with whatever package they have, you know.
So true.
Not everybody's a hot chick. And besides, I'm sure hot chicks have their own problems.
So. Everybody does.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guests now. They're both hosts here on LA Talk Radio. They have a video show every Tuesday at 8 right here on LA Talk Radio. And we have Mick and B. Walt. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Hi. How are you all?
Good. I'm so glad you guys were able to join us.
I know. Finally, right?
I know. We had to plan it 2 months in advance. And find a day where there's a holiday.
Schedules are insane.
Yeah, that's cool. But it's also encouraging to know you have a day job. You know, a lot of people don't. You know?
That is nice.
You know, you got to do what all you got to do to pay the bills.
Well, but that's the thing. Some artists think that they don't, you know.
Yeah, and then they're out here living in their cars.
Right. I know.
And they're really
not
poor.
Not about that life.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Wow. Are you originally from L.A., Mick?
I'm from Chicago, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we both are.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really? Is that where you guys... Did you know each other in Chicago?
We did. We went to college together.
Oh, nice. And then you guys both moved out here together.
So, well, he moved before I did. So, what, a year? Oh, like a year and a half or something before me. Mm-hmm. And then I moved. out here. It's weird because it wasn't even planned. Like, oh, we're going to move to LA. It wasn't even like that. And he was like, I'm moving to LA. And then I'm like, me too.
Wow.
It was kind of random. But yeah, we've been knowing each other forever. Like,
that's nice, you know? And that's why.
18 years old.
Yeah, I can tell by your interaction. You guys are like sometimes like siblings almost, yes, you know?
Exactly.
So you have that closeness and it's cool, you know? I mean, it's refreshing.
Whatever.
So, did you guys meet in college or what?
We did. Like,
that's where you.
Was it like the first few weeks of school?
Can I tell them a story?
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. Be careful.
I was trying to get at one of her friends.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My God. I love it.
Yes. Yes. So that's how that happened. Yeah. And it was like a big group of us that always hung out and to parties together. And
wow. What college did you guys go to?
University of Illinois.
Really?
The one in Champaign-Urbana. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so were you guys originally from Chicago? Or? Oh, really?
Born and raised.
I see. Okay, and you just went to the University of Illinois.
Yep.
Because I know sometimes people will move there to be at that university, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Very cool. Was it a cool school? I mean, did you guys enjoy it?
I did. I don't know about you. I enjoyed it. I did. I had some of the best times of my life there.
Oh, I agree about my college experience. I'm like, take me back.
Yeah, I know. She's college got stories too. Yeah.
Too many.
Well, it couldn't have been that long ago for you. You look really young.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You know, it's funny you say that because my ego got the most massive boost the other day because I was buying NyQuil and this lady was like, would not sell it to me without seeing my ID. I'm like, 18? Really?
And I do look really young.
Thank
though.
You. I mean, I had like no makeup on and I do, when I have no makeup on, like post-workout, I do look like I'm a teenager. But it was so funny. And I'm like, ma'am, I mean, I'm like, I'm actually like 26.
And she's and that's like, still so young.
I know. But she's like, I'm just going to have to see it. Like, I'm not going to let you buy it. So I had to run out to my car, get it, and bring it back. So I was like,
oh, wow. Isn't that cool? Like, you see?
Stop, but don't
going stop. Back to those days, man. I'd give a left testicle to be in. Back to those days again when I was 26.
Life was easy, right?
Right.
Well, you thought it was fun, hard.
Right? Yeah. I know.
But it was not.
No, life is fun. And you know what? The problem, the bottom line is at 27, I ended up getting married, which was way too young for me.
Wow. For you. Yeah. Everyone's different.
Because I had decided I wasn't going to get married before 30. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you meet the woman and the families get along and stuff. So I married for the wrong reasons.
Things happen, yeah.
You know? But what can you do? So are you guys close to marriage at this point in your lives? Are you ready?
I'm never getting married. No. You see, he's laughing.
I assume you guys were married.
Absolutely not.
What?
No.
Oh, hold on. Talk about. She thinks that.
No,
not to each other. Oh, okay. I think she thought. I know you didn't mean to each other.
I'm going
to
kill her in her sleep.
I guess we did.
Oh, really? Oh, well, God, no.
We should have pre-qualified it.
Oh, my God.
They're very good friends.
No, people do think that we are a couple, which is hilarious to us. It's just funny.
Oh, my
people
God.
Do think that.
Because they're so comfortable with each other.
Yeah. No, people think that. We are so far from that.
Hilarious. Okay, so are you guys, do you have significant others?
Mine is different.
I will not deny or confirm such things.
Dating, having fun.
That means he has a few.
I almost got married though, Sam.
Really?
Oh wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I was engaged, planning a wedding, and the shit fell apart. So.
Wow.
Oh no. Well, hey, better than
oh my
later.
God. It was like the best ever. Like, I'm so glad it happened and like I did not walk down the aisle.
Yeah. That would have been terrible.
Yeah. Wow. I really feel like I figured out my life after all of that happened. It forced me.
But then the good thing is I think you have like 9 months to get the marriage annulled.
That's true.
So I mean, if you really are like
right.
Then it's like, it's okay. They give you a little safety net. Like, they figure, you know, 9 months.
Wow.
Like,
no, it was the best thing to happen to me, I feel. Yeah. Not getting married.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, good. I mean, if it wasn't the right person, you don't want to do it. I feel, you know, marriage is like when you feel you really want to be with that person the rest of your life, that you couldn't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe that's hard to find, but I can't think of any other reason that the marriage would last. You
me
know,
neither.
I mean, if you're married for money or for looks
right.
or, you know, family,
any of the
whatever.
Other stuff, right.
You know, because family pressured you or whatever, that's a bad reason to get married.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because then, you know, so, I mean, I was very fortunate I got two beautiful kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not great being divorced, you know. I mean, the thing is, you don't raise the kids together and right. stuff, you know, so it's not the same. But what can you do, you know?
Right. I mean,
that's, yeah. So, have you ever been close to marriage? B-walk?
No. No.
He's like, why did I come on this show? He's asking me everything.
It's like, do we call him?
No.
He's like, no.
Okay.
I mean, can you see yourself with the family and everything? Kids running around?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. All right.
He's like the ultimate bachelor. Really? No, I don't see it for him.
Marriage scares the shit out of me.
Really? Yeah, have you been in long relationships, though? I mean, right?
I've had good ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole marriage thing, man.
Right. Like to be tied down, right?
Not even that. It's just, I believe that they switch it up on you.
Oh, God.
That 180? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
It does happen sometimes, though. I have to tell you, you know, and I was talking to someone yesterday. And she used a term that I used, and that is we grew apart,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's what happens. I think either that people happens. Grow together, you know, they get closer, mm-hmm. or they grow apart. And, you know, so 10 years later, you realize this is not the person I married,
right.
you know. We're very different now. So it's the same with friendships when you have childhood friends, you know.
Absolutely.
And then later on, you're like, I don't get along with these people. I don't like them, you know.
I know. It's like that dreaded 10-year reunion where you're like, oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
We were friends back then?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
How did that happen?
But even guys or girls that you've dated, like, in the past and you see them now, you're like, how did I ever date you? Like,
yeah, right?
How did that happen? But, like you said.
Know, oh, my God. I know. My excuse is that I was, like, drunk the entire time. And, like, unfortunately, in some cases, that might have been true.
Like, it may have been.
I'm like,
I don't know.
I know. And it's like, I you know, I needed glasses for like 5 years before I got them. And so my friends always joke with me that, like, I just wasn't seeing clearly. Like,
your vision was blurred the whole time.
They were like, with the alcohol and the lack of clear vision, like, you were just all fucked up.
That makes sense. I would just keep that story and stick to it.
I know.
Stick to that.
I'm like, he had no teeth and dreadlocks. What? I didn't see any of that.
Oh, no.
No teeth and dreadlocks.
No.
Kidding, of course, but you get the idea.
Too funny.
So a little bit about your backgrounds. Do you have any siblings?
Oh, gosh. I have so many siblings.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So on my mom's side, there's 5 of us. And then on my father's side, there's 8 of us.
Wow.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
The oldest.
Really?
On both sides.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So who's your youngest sibling?
She is, I want to say 19. I get all of their ages mixed.
Oh, 19.
I think she's 19. Yeah. Okay. So no, like, little.
No, little. Mm-mm. Okay.
Can you imagine keeping track of all of them? Wow. You know, remember
I can't keep up with, like birthdays get a little blurred and then ages. Like, I can't.
That's the big problem. Yeah. Sometimes
yeah.
I even have to look at my parents' age. I'm like, wait, are they what? Are they 55 or 56? Like, wait.
I know, you have to start doing the math.
Yeah. So 19. She's the youngest.
So you've obviously had, you must have had a lot of responsibility, right?
I did. You know what, though? In growing up in the household, I only grew up with one sibling, which is
really?
Odd.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, so I lived with my grandmother, like, growing up. So my sister and I were really close. We're 4 years apart. Mm-hmm. And then my other siblings, like, live, you know, on my father's side, he got married, so he lived with his wife and all of those kids.
Wow.
I'm the only one with my mother and my father.
I see, from the common.
So, right.
Okay.
Right. And then my mother lives in Alabama and I stayed in Chicago. My sister and I stayed with my grandmother.
Okay.
So,
wow. Interesting
but
story.
But I still had a lot of responsibility. I feel like I grew up really fast.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. And that's probably why I don't want kids.
Probably.
That could be it.
Yeah. I know. I had to grow up fast too. My parents sent me out here when I was 16 years old. I had to be on my own.
Wow. That's crazy.
I did stay with some relatives for a while, but I moved out, you know, I met this girl, we moved out and everything, so I started my life very, very early, too.
Wow. Where are you from, Sam?
From Israel, originally,
wow.
yeah. And then So, I mean, it's not like they sent me away, but they sent me sort of like a first foot in the door here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for 5 years I was on my own pretty much.
You are awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But it's that sense of responsibility, you know, that being the firstborn and everything and having to grow up fast, you know. Yeah. So, so then I kind of miss childhood. Sometimes people are going, oh, you stuck at the age of 16 emotionally.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm like, probably.
Well, I say he's 12, so I call B-Walt 12 like every day.
Like, thank you, therapist. Right. Where did you get your degree?
Exactly. This is for friends, right?
Oh, my God.
It's not even for a therapist.
I mean, they could at least give you like 21 or something, right? Like,
no, but it's true. I mean, I am stuck in the past.
Sounds like, well, I'm emotionally, not arguing with
I can't argue with that.
You're kidding.
But I've matured over the years, you know, so it's good. But no, I mean, the thing is, I think it's a tender age, you know, in your teen years. Mm-hmm. You need to be taken care of by your parents, you know. I don't care what anybody
says. Yeah, absolutely. So true.
You know? Yeah. So when you miss out on that, you sort of like, I don't know, I guess you either get away from it or you look for it, you know. I don't know.
And I had a balance of both. I just had a lot of responsibility at such an early age.
Right.
Like, I was working by the age of, like, 13.
Wow.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've been working all of my life and, you know, helping to raise my sister. And,
yeah.
But I still feel like I had a childhood. Like,
right.
It wasn't taken away from me. It was just the balance.
It's just, a different kind. Right. Yeah. No silver spoon for you, right?
Absolutely. Not.
Yeah. How about you, B? What's going on with you? I mean, do you have any siblings?
Four.
Four?
Two sisters, a brother, and a half sister. I guess that counts, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Are you the oldest?
Sister. I was the oldest, and I had all the same responsibilities that she had.
Really? Did you have to grow up fast too?
Yeah.
Do you feel?
I think it's more of being raised in a single parent household that does that.
Yeah, you know that's true.
And then, you know, you're doing all the chores and stuff, but.
Yeah,
I didn't miss a childhood. I couldn't say I missed a childhood. I didn't miss like that male supervision either. I had two uncles, and my dad was around most of the time. So
very cool. Yeah. So so then you went to college. What did you take in college? What did you graduate?
I double majored in English literature and creative writing.
Wow. Oh, so you're into writing, obviously, into
He's
language.
Actually, using his degree,
right? Why did you get yours in?
English pre-law, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, I guess you use an English degree. I was a publicist, so I guess that counts.
That counts.
But he really uses his degree.
Yeah.
In what way? How do you use it?
There's some stuff that I'm working on and I can't really talk about, but I just finished a pretty big project for a group of people that wanted me to write some stuff for them. So,
wow, that's awesome. Is that like creative writing?
Yeah, they came to me with a project and
very
I knocked it out for them. We produce the show every week, so I mean,
there you go.
Put a lot of work into that. So
yeah, so
you
keep
wrote other
busy.
Things too, though.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Dating columns.
Oh wow.
Well, very good. So, where, like online and stuff and things like that? That's very cool. Did you always love to write?
Yeah, it was the only thing I was good at.
Really? But that's something to be good at, you know? I mean, there you go. So you must love to read too, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you like to read? Do you read books, magazines?
I'm going through, what's the author's name? I can't think of it. The Vampire Chronicles woman. I'm reading.
Oh, Anne Rice.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. That's funny because I always talk about her because I don't follow many celebrities on Facebook, but I do her because she was on the show once.
Oh, wow. She was on this
not
show?
Not on my show, on the station, I'm sorry.
Oh, nice.
On another show. And so I followed her. Every time she writes anything, she can just squeak and she gets 2,000 likes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And like 200 comments in like 5 minutes. I'm like, my God, you know? What's going on, you know?
I know.
But she has a very cool son, too, who was a guest here. His name is Christopher Rice, and he writes as well.
Oh.
He's very cool and stuff, very active in the LGBT community and stuff,
nice.
You know. So, but Anne Rice is really cool, you know. I mean, she's like, every day, good morning, people of the page.
That's hilarious.
So that's funny, yeah. But no, I love to read, you know, and I can write very well. I just don't have the patience to sit and write or to put my mind to it, you know?
That's me. Like, right? And I write for an online entertainment site right now.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Do you want to promote
question you. But it's easy. Like, you know, it's like I go to events, I talk, I just write about it. Like, oh, whatever nice. Happens. Oh, okay. So I cover those events. But as far as sitting down and actually thinking of something so you're kind of like, and I can do it, but it just takes a lot. My attention span is...
So you're kind of like an entertainment reporter.
I am an entertainment reporter. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So well, I've been doing that since I moved here with Press Pass LA.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Really? So you're able to get into events and red carpets and things like that?
Yeah.
That's very cool. What are some of the recent ones you went to?
That oh, gosh. You know what? I don't even do it as much anymore just because of time. And we have our businesses that we've started and everything, so we're busy with our stuff, but let's see. I mean, I've covered like Grammy events in the past,
oh, that's fun.
Oscar parties, all type of celebrity stuff, like the celebrity guests, the gifting suites, you know, that they go and get all of the free stuff, all of that stuff. I'm so big on fashion, so anything like fashion and beauty related, I cover those.
Are you going to the Playboy party tonight?
I'm not. No.
How do you know there's a party tonight at the Playboy mansion?
There, I get invitations.
Oh, she's like, I'm hooked up.
And I'm like, what do you mean pay for ticket? What you talking about?
Oh, yeah,
and
we don't
like,
pay for anything.
I know. And they're like, it's cool.
Yeah, don't you don't it. Have to kill.
I know.
Yeah. You don't pay for anything in this town.
I know. Exactly. I'm like,
why would you do that?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. No. So you're actually going, Kelsey?
I'm not.
Oh, no. You're not going to go? You should go.
I might get a wild hair and just go. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the list. I
heard it's a lot of fun. I've yet to go to the mansion. But
yeah, Richard
before
Branson
they sell it.
Is the speaker.
Oh, really?
I believe. Yeah. So I may go. It starts at 8 tonight. So
you
who
should
knows?
Go.
Yeah.
They're selling the mansion soon, right? Isn't it
right,
like
yeah? He
yeah,
wants to sell
so.
It with himself in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's part of the package.
I
what
heard it's a
fine.
Lot of fun. You
yeah.
should go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people would kill to go to parties like that, and you get invitations.
I know.
Well, so you guys have the show Social Misconduct, and it's on every Tuesday at 8. You guys can catch it right here on LA Talk Radio on our video channel. Describe the show a little bit. What do you guys talk about? And
oh,
stuff?
My gosh.
Social satire, mostly.
Social satire.
Basically,
I mean,
what it is.
The headlines you put on your descriptions every week
insane.
Blow me away.
Insane.
You
know? So, I mean, we talk about celebrities sometimes, but our show, we wanted to do something different than always talk about celebrities because I feel a lot of shows do that.
Yeah, it gets stale.
Yeah, so we pull stories about regular people doing dumb stuff.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
There are a lot of those, huh?
A lot of those. We're never out of stories at all. So think of just the most insane things you can think of that regular people do all over the world, not just, you know, LA. Like, we pull lots of stuff from Asia, which is
oh my gosh.
It's so weird. We always have like
that
weird stories from like
so
China.
Japan. They do the weirdest stuff. Those
I don't
people,
understand.
You know?
But
I know such different cultures from ours.
Yes.
They are different.
And so, like Sam said, he knows some of the headlines, like the topics that we'll put crazy
funny.
Stuff, all true stuff.
Very irreverent show. And,
Yeah. We don't believe in fake stories. So
wow.
Sometimes they'll sneak in and then we're like, damn it.
So what's the craziest story that
oh
you've ever shared?
Impossible to pin down.
I don't even know the craziest.
But I mean, you guys talk about sex toys and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
We talk about all type of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. And
that's
then our second funny. Segment is usually about dating and relationships, usually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll talk about stuff. We'll find articles and kind of dissect them and break them apart and give our own opinions about them.
Yeah. People
very
love
cool.
stuff about dating and
they
relationships,
do.
You know?
They do.
Yeah. How was you guys' Valentine's? Well, obviously, neither one of you has a Valentine, right? or maybe not, but that's what you're telling us.
I never care about Valentine's Day.
Right? Yeah.
Even in a relationship. I don't know. It's not that big of a deal for me. I went shopping yesterday. Like, I didn't do, like, that's like my thing.
That's fun,
it was just another day for me. Like, I don't know.
Can someone explain to me why someone would receive Valentine's Day gifts on the 12th?
Well, if maybe you can't meet them on the 14th or something?
Nah, I mean, in a corporate setting, because I do consultant work at a specific spot over there.
Well, because Friday
Pasadena.
Was the day to work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but why do you need it on a fucking Friday if it's not till the 14th on the Sunday when you're going to see your significant other anyway?
That's true, yeah.
Well, I mean, if I want to send flowers to your job, why not? Right, that could be a part of the gift.
It just seems like it's an attention getter.
I don't think so.
Well, it is
I've
for
received
women,
flowers
I think,
at my yeah. job. I don't feel it was
I'm not
going to
ever
Yeah, but if Valentine's Day is on the 14th and the person sending you the flowers is going to see you on the 14th,
right?
Why are they sending it on the 12th?
No, you're right.
That could be a part of my gift, though. That could be part one leading up to the rest of the stuff.
You're thinking too idealistically.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not. That's happened to me.
That's not bullshit.
The majority of those people are doing that shit because they want attention from their coworkers.
No, that's true.
You see, I mean, that's why I knew he was going with that, because it's because we're men and you're a woman.
Maybe
you don't see that, you know. But I know that, and you're right, women like to receive flowers when other people can see it, you know. I'm not saying that you necessarily mm-hmm. do, but many women do, you know, and sure. that's probably why he did it.
But what's even if that's the case, what's wrong with it?
I just think that shit is stupid. I don't like it. I just think it's dumb.
Well, good thing you didn't get flowers at your job on Friday.
Somebody send me some flowers that are getting thrown in the trash, first of all.
Aww.
I just think he's so angry all the time. I'm really not angry. I just think people do a lot of stuff for attention, and it's whack to me.
It's for attention, so?
Yeah.
Why do you care what this other basic person working with you thinks about you outside of work? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that. I don't understand that. That's why I don't follow reality TV. Unless you tell me about it. You know what I mean? I can't get into that life. I don't give a shit enough about somebody else's life to.
Right.
Well, I think
it's like, oh my God, flowers from some random guy I don't know. Like, right. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, if it's not a random guy, it could be your husband. Like,
yeah,
what do you
but
mean?
You know, do you know her husband? You know her
but
husband.
I don't feel
you
know that it's about the other person.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't feel that it's about the other person.
Work is so monotonous.
Right. Can I feel good at work? Can you brighten my day?
But if you're getting flowers with balloons saying Happy Valentine's Day 2 days early. What are you gonna do on Valentine's Day?
What's the probably point? Bigger shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like I said, I'm talking
bigger,
about
better.
I'm talking about the basic people. The basic people that got that $30 vase that ain't really worth all that much with the shitty carnations in it.
Maybe it made their day. I mean, exactly. It could have made them happy. Yeah. Who knows?
And sometimes maybe just the guy is trying to impress by sending
it could
the
be
flowers.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, he could be
so
doing
the
that
women
too.
Will
trying
see
to,
that.
Exactly.
Trying to mark his territory, I guess.
It can definitely be that too.
Yeah, you know, trying to impress the girl.
Wow. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Right. It can definitely be that,
you can
too.
Impress her on the day that it was allotted for. Like, do that shit on the 14th.
Yeah.
You know.
That's funny. Now, do you guys go out to, like, bars, clubs, things like that? What do you guys like to do for fun?
Yeah, sometimes. Not necessarily clubs anymore. Yeah. I feel I'm way too old for that. But And I just don't enjoy clubs anymore. But a bar, a nice bar. I'm a wine girl, so I love some wine.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere that's more chill, yes.
Yeah, so you go and you meet people and stuff like that too?
I meet a lot of interesting people.
In bars you
out.
Do right
yeah
that's true,
absolutely.
I know I need to find like a neighborhood bar and stuff.
Would be great,
but I'm not a drinker. I just want to go and
meet people
and there is one down the street for me and everything, but I'm like, I don't know. I mean, these guys are like gonna drink a lot and I don't drink but you know, so, but
I
we'll see. Maybe
okay.
I'll go with a friend or something just to meet a few people, and then I can go by myself.
Well, you watch sports,
after
right?
I know them. No, not really.
Not really? No, I'm not a sports girl either. No, but I was going to say, like, sports bars, a lot of people will go to watch
true.
A game
and
or
you can
something.
Mingle and stuff like that. That's true, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it sounds cool to go to a bar where you go and you know the people and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I love about where I'm from is, I mean, you can go into any bar.
Small town.
Yeah, and you're totally going to know almost everyone in there.
And people
it's
know
great.
You.
Yeah, I know, which can be bad.
Yeah, because then they know things about you. You're like,
I know.
So when I was drunk last week and dancing on this bar, you know.
Exactly.
You
I'm like,
remember that.
I'm like, what? That wasn't me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, we would go to certain bars and like waitresses will know us or like we'll have certain people, you know, they know. I mean, to the point where they know my drink. You know?
Oh, how nice.
They know what you want, the type of thing. Like his drinks are usually the same. So. Yeah. Once he goes somewhere often, people kind of know exactly what to bring him to the table.
Oh, wow.
So we've had like about three places, like downtown, one in this area we would go to before the show, and then one, like, we live near each other in Pasadena, so one.
You guys would get
there.
Drunk before the show.
We used to.
That's hilarious.
We did, yeah. We used to get drunk on our show before this station. I don't know why we don't, like, drink on this show.
Yeah, you should.
But I mean, Sam always encourages it.
Because people do all the time, you know?
Oh, nice.
So, but one time, another show on video, they were plastered, okay?
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah.
I think that's more it.
Right.
I think that's more like on video. I'm not trying to be drunk, so yeah. I don't want to look drunk
on
video.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. That's not cute. That show was a wreck, you know.
That's
the, and
funny,
then later though. He wanted to pull it down. He's like, I said, I knew you would.
Yeah.
You look stupid.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He's like, actually, can we just delete that one?
Exactly. So some people don't realize how stupid.
How dumb they
look.
Yes, and sound like you're not even making any sense right now. So I think that that's part of why we really don't drink here. Because we were on a station before and we would drink. But that was just radio. So
yeah, okay.
You can't see us.
Right.
That's funny. So, for those of you just joining us, we're talking to the hosts of Social Misconduct, B. Walt and Mick, old-time friends and everything. They do a show that's very entertaining, Social Misconduct, Tuesdays at 8, right here on LA Talk Radio. So on video, you guys get to see them, and they're very funny and very irreverent. And as you guys can tell from listening to them, they don't hide it.
No.
They don't hide the fact. So I wanted to ask you now, do you guys ever go like on dating apps and things like that? Do you check that out?
We
sometimes?
Do.
Like, which ones are your favorites, B?
Tinder. Okay, Cupid, I think.
Those are,
from a professional standpoint, I would suggest those two.
What do you mean professional?
I'm a dating consultant. That's what
I'm really?
Oh,
yeah. So from a professional
standpoint, okay.
I would say those two are probably better because the rest of them are just like Walmart for dating. So,
really? Yeah. But, you know, because I discovered that Bumble is pretty cool.
You know what?
Do you like that? Do you like Bumble?
I do like
Bumble. I like Bumble, too.
Because I like when the women come to me.
I knew Sam was going to say that.
Right.
Well, that and also the fact that, you know, that they actually took the time to sort out the other stuff. Because women get so many connections and requests and stuff. And you go, you know, I mean, I'm never matching with these beautiful women here. And yet on Bumble, it seems like they're also classier a little bit.
Oh, my God. I said the same. Well, not for women, but men. Like, I feel like.
Same thing.
It's a better selection of men on Bumble than Tinder. Because I'm on both.
Yeah.
I'm not on there often because I'm not even big on online dating and apps and stuff. But I've tried them out.
Right. Have you ever actually met somebody and through the app, like, first date?
I've chatted. I've never gone out with anyone
yet.
No, I haven't. I'm not like, I mean, I'm open to it. It's I haven't met anyone that
you're
know,
like that interested in.
Yeah. And we did a video actually about Tinder. Because we'll do like offline videos, we'll post them on YouTube or whatever. And we did one where we switched phones.
Oh my
God.
And
we were in each other's Tinder accounts.
Right.
Swiping left and right for each other. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's fun to see how the other half lives.
Yes. So that was fun. Yeah. We may do that again.
You're right. I didn't touch my phone.
We should
again.
Do it again.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I try to imagine. Imagine you're like a woman bee, and you get like a million freaking requests. I mean, what do you do? You know, where do you even start? You know, it's like for me, there's like three a day. It's like, oh, it's easy to manage. And then all of them disappear anyway. You know?
It's easy to manage.
It's easy.
You know, I look at it like these dating apps, they're not too much different from the real world. Like, women get hit on all the time.
Right.
You might not realize it. This dating app just puts it in your face.
Right.
150 guys said hi to you today. But right. that happens in the real world all the time. It's just that, right. you know, if you're not attracted to the dude, you're not paying attention.
Exactly.
That's, true. That's a good point.
Going. Right. You know? Yeah. No, that's true. But here you have, it's easier to just go through so many people mm-hmm. that you lose the value of each one, yes. each individual, yeah. you know?
And I think that's why I don't like it that much.
Yeah.
Because of that.
And but I think once you get to the phone, I think it's a big step forward, right? Because then there's somebody behind that picture, mm-hmm. somebody behind that profile. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that that happens, you know. But sometimes it's like you don't even get to the phone call. It's like, I mean, a woman
rarely
on Bumble.
Rarely do I get to the phone call.
Check this out. A woman on Bumble, we barely said anything. And I'm like, should we talk on the phone? Send me a number. She's like, it's all good. I'm
oh,
like, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, cool.
That's hilarious.
Right?
Oh, my.
I'm like, so I wrote, okay, cool.
So you all had conversation, like, through the app?
Not a long conversation, only a few back and forth. Uh-huh. Yeah, we didn't really know
each
other.
But why did you even reach out?
Yeah, exactly. Why did you
reach
out?
I know. What was the point?
Right. Or some of them, yeah, I mean, so it's happened with some of them. But not only that, but I got to tell you also why I think it's removed from the real world in some ways. Because, like, for example, if I go to a party and I meet someone, right? Let's say she's younger or something. The age difference is not really a big deal. You're into the person, you talk to them and everything's fine. Or so that's just age, but it can be other things as well. Mm-hmm. So, because people on dating sites make like a laundry list of what they want, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. But when you meet someone in person, you don't necessarily look at that list,
right.
you know.
That's
you
just so not
right away.
Oh, I have
yeah,
chemistry with
the
this
chemistry,
person, right?
Yeah. That's true.
So what happens is on my app, even if I try to find like younger women, there's never any connection because they didn't look for anybody my age, mm-hmm. you know. So those suck for me, you know.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
But yeah, but I mean, I do get some women in the 40s, which is pretty cool, you know. So I figure that's where I need to focus. And if I want a 20-year-old, I'll go to the club.
I think one of the biggest negative aspects of the online of most online dating apps is the fact that you can put so much information out there in the front. Mm. And it doesn't give you time to actually do the exploration with each other.
That's so true.
That's what you're saying. You
that's
know?
True.
And if you and for those online scumbags, the players out there, like all they got to do is read all this shit. Okay, she done said everything. Now I know how to.
Now
convert.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas in real time.
Yeah.
That's
you
true.
Learn over time.
That's
right.
true. Yeah.
You know?
That's
so
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice when they have a little bit on the profile, so you can sort of focus on that when you write them. You know.
Oh yeah.
Because to write "How are you" is not enough. You want to grab them somehow. You know.
Right.
And. Yeah, so it's good when they write a little bit, but because otherwise all you have to go based on is the pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Although nobody reads the profile. Probably. It's like, let me see the picture. Do I swipe right or left? Who cares about the
it's
profile?
It's true.
Right?
Yeah. That's so the funny. First thing that you see.
It is.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to be
right?
open.
But in the real world, that's the first thing you see, that's, right? If
yeah.
you're not attracted to somebody,
then you're not even
going
to talk
right.
to them.
Right, yeah. And some people I don't understand, they probably don't even double-check their profile pictures because, like, they'll have a picture with another guy, for example.
Oh, my
right?
God. I
right?
hate those.
Or,
I hate that.
Or
I've
when they have
those.
A group with friends and you don't know which
who
one
you are.
You?
Yeah,
who
which
are you,
one?
Right?
I don't even
rule
know.
Rule of thumb, you see a group of friends on there, the ugliest one.
Right? Exactly.
Or his.
So you swipe. Lift. Then some of them have just like memes or something.
Or that.
Right?
I've seen, well, a lot of them because they pull from other apps. So like
right.
Tinder pulls from Facebook.
From Facebook, yeah. right.
So people
but,
don't go, and you can go in.
But you
and
can
like,
change it,
yes,
right?
yeah. but people don't do that.
Exactly.
So it'll just pull like the first five pictures or something.
Oh, how funny. That's why. So
that's yeah. why a lot of them, and I think Bumble is what, Twitter? Is it? I think it's attached to Twitter. If
oh,
I'm
it
not
is.
Mistaken. Yeah,
Bumble
but I don't.
To Twitter.
I think so. I think that Twitter and Bumble like are owned by. Yeah, but I don't think it pulls the pictures from Bumble though. I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, from Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know where it pulls the pictures from on Bumble. Actually.
But Facebook, for sure, it
yeah.
pulls from Facebook.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know
from
that.
Tinder pulls from Facebook.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, and that's the thing also. I hear that for younger people, it's like a hookup tool, you know? I mean, I mean, I can't believe that some girls write just looking for hookups, you know? And
wow.
My son told me that. I don't know
oh,
that,
yeah.
but they do, you know? So, Go figure. You know, that's why I want to be young again. It's not going to happen this time around.
Sam, you should write that on your profile. Just looking for hookups.
On my headstone.
You should. And just see what happens.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, so yeah, maybe the next round, you know. But this time, I just like, and you know what? You look back and you go, damn, I wasted my 20s, you know? I could have had so much more sex, you know? So much more this, so much that, you know? And then my 30s, I was married and I had kids and everything. Right. But my 30s were definitely the hardest years of my life, you know? Mm. I think everybody gets it at a different stage in their life.
Sure.
But, and the 30s are supposed to be like the best years of your life, you know? Because you're not too young, you're not too old.
Right.
You know, there used to be a show called 30-something when I was like in the early 90s. When I had kids and stuff. So that was cool, you know? They sort of like knew how to reflect the lifestyle and everything. So you realize you're still young, but you're starting to deal with family and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. But that's what my hardest years were. But, you know, thank goodness now it's like the best time of my life.
Good. Oh, that's
so
great. That's
good. Yeah, so there's always things to look forward to, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But aging is not fun.
Yeah, being in your 30s is interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Living that right now, it's interesting.
So we're almost at the end of the show, guys. Why don't you tell everybody how they can find you, how they can get a hold of you if they want to?
Or our show, you can find us on Twitter at Social Misconduct. That's just SOC Misconduct. And Instagram, we're at Social Misconduct. Facebook, Social Misconduct Radio. We're everywhere. And as Sam said, our show is on Tuesday nights at 8 on the video channel.
Yeah, and you guys got to catch that. It's a funny show. It's it's entertaining, and I get to watch it every week because I run the show.
We already have our stories picked for tomorrow. So
awesome. Well, B. Walt, Mick, thank you so much for joining
us,
guys.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. This was fun.
Yeah.
I know, and thank goodness we finally found a date where you guys can come in. I really appreciate it.
Now we have to have you on our show.
It's your day off. Yes! That would be easy. I'll just start you and then
both of you have to come on our show.
That'd be fun.
Awesome. So everybody, don't miss Social Misconduct Tuesdays, 8 p.m. right here on LA Talk Radio, Pacific Time, of course.
Yeah.
And that's it. Kelsey, please go to the party so you can tell us some stories.
I know.
So we have some stories.
So you can tell us. But
I know. I'm like, I have a 7 a.m. call time tomorrow. I should be good, but meh.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
All right. Then I can't pass myself off as a woman. So I'm not going. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Kelsey, thanks again.
Yeah.
Riding with me as always. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.